We're made in His image. We can multiply a lot in our knowledge in a short period of time. We learn. Angels have evidential knowledge. We don't. We have. We grow just like God does. If you want to understand God, look at Adam. He grows over time. But we're made in His image. There's nothing we can't do.
Amen.
If, see, the more we follow God, we're unlocked. We can process information better than any computer man makes. And we develop. If there's sin, if we have too much sin in our foundation, it develops too. And sin develops its own appetite, and it's against God. You have to drive it out of your life like Israel was supposed to drive out the Philistines.
Wow.
It's too dangerous. So to keep the earth sustained for the rest of Adam's lease, God had to shorten our days. Now, the eyes of them both were open. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. The Lord came to them at the best part of the day. He does everything. You'll see that. You'll see the Lord do that as you watch him. When he speaks to you, it's at a time where you're at peace. You're not distracted. Usually he talked to me Saturday mornings when I wake up sometimes, and when I'm driving, when I have to concentrate on the road, my mind is at peace, and he'll come to me saying things he really been wanting to tell me a while back. If I'm just too busy, he'll give me a dream and wake me up in the middle of the night and talk to me for hours. And then when I go back to sleep and sleep a few hours, I wake up refreshed.
Amen.
But he came to him at the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said to him, "Where art thou?" Now the Lord knew where he was. And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told thee that I was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because thou hast done this thing," now watch this, "thou art cursed above all cattle and every beast of the field. And upon thy belly thou shalt go. Thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." That's five statements that was made against the serpent. The animal snake and Satan, the instigator, the spiritual snake. These five judgments dealt with him physically, mentally, and spiritually. He said that because you've done this, you're cursed above all cattle. Now Satan said he was going to be great as God. He would be like the Most High. Now he's going to be cursed under the cattle of men. All of them. He made it clear. "And upon thy belly thou shalt go." So now, if you saw the original snake, he would have had limbs.
They had no limbs. Fossils and everything, that actually they did.
I'd like to see one.
Yeah.
If you see one,
I'll
take
send you some pics of them.
All right. Because my Uncle Red, man, I know he said they threw a snake in the fire and they saw buds that where it used to be limbs.
Exactly. Four of them, two up here and two down here.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. Like a lizard.
Kind of like a lizard, yes, ma'am.
And they saw the buds come up because he didn't want to land in that fire. He was redesigned because of this. This was part of his curse. He is a head on the tail, just like Satan. His danger is in his mouth. See, God gave us these visuals so we'll know the enemy's poison is in his mouth. His words are poison. He's a head and a tail. He can't punch you in the face. The serpent can't punch you because the Lord redesigned. He has no limbs. Satan can only speak and get you to do what you shouldn't do to kill you.
He can't make you. Speak lies.
He can only speak lies. His lies are his poison. If you believe it, you die. God gave us the anointing. We speak his words. If we receive his anointing, we live. If we receive what Satan's saying, we die.
Yep.
It's as easy as that to understand. So we have to receive what God is saying and drive out all the lies of Satan. That's as simple as it gets. And it's easy. When you do this, you get to know God for who he is. He's revealed in the scriptures. So if you take time and study the word of God, you'll have, as you learn, you're going to want more of his knowledge. And you can resist the enemy as he speaks.
It's awesome right there.
So now, this is physical. Everything God said is physical, mental, and spiritual.
Also, you know, it says, you know, dust shall you eat all the days of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes and everything can't hardly see. They have extremely poor eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a sack behind their eyes and mm-hmm. stuff, you know, that when they stick their tongue out,
mm-hmm.
they're actually measuring the dust level that's being stirred up around them to find their prey.
Wow.
That's fact.
And they eat dust. So here... Thank you.
It's something else, man. Just it's a lot of there's a lot of thinking in that because when you walk in the flesh, he sees you more.
Yeah, just like in the spiritual. If you're doing what Satan is doing, he can notice it. And if you have to speak the words of God to stop him, and he can't do anything. That's what Jesus did. He stuck with what God said, and he spoke the word, and the tempter couldn't tempt him. Nothing he said would work, and he left. So, and then it's mental. He said, "You, because you've done this, you're cursed above all cattle." Satan is the lowest class animal on the planet. The serpent is, and Satan is. Out of all of God's wonderful creation, Satan's at the bottom. He said, "This is a spiritual thing, just like it's a natural thing. Just like you kill a king crow by." Crushing his head with your foot. You stop Satan by rejecting his words and standing on the word of God. And his head is crushed. He can't hurt you anymore. Jesus gave us authority over him. That's why every religion that's not of God hates Jesus.
Oh yeah, every one of them.
And that's also why people who go lukewarm, they have a problem with him too. They don't. They're neither cold or hot. They don't. They just want to do what they want to do. They put their will first and not God's. But when you love God, you're devoted to him. You fear him. You love him, and you're seeking to do his will. Everything is. You enjoy your relationship with the Lord, so it's easy to receive what he has to say. And then what he has to say is life, and because it's life, it will be your life. This is not a get rich quick scheme. This is not a get out of my problem fast scheme. This is a lifestyle that solves all problems over time. And when you receive it that way, it works. That's how it is. But first of all, you got to go right back to the beginning, what God said. This is what God said in his judgment is designed to build people up that want to be built up and divide what's not. God is, if you follow God, you're going to build up everybody that want to be built up. And you're going to, people that don't love God, they're going to divide out of your life. And because he said he will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel. Revelation chapter 12 shows us a spiritual picture of this same concept. Satan hated Eve. not Eve, but he hated Mary because she brought forth the man child. Mary also represents the Jewish nation, especially those in the descendants of Judah, because that's the tribe Jesus came from. And men that hate God are going to try to destroy them.
I just thought of I had talked to God a while back about how the Israelites were slaves for 400 years, and I was like, well, that's such a long time, and like he's like captive. But at the same time, you know, I just realized Satan hated. He hated the Israelites because that was who, like, Jesus was going to come through, the Jewish people. And, like, he tried to kill them. Like, so many authors about you can see, but I just kind of, it kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, they were in that bondage because they was really trying to get rid of God's chosen people. He didn't want for Jesus to come because he knew, he don't know everything, but I think he knew God was going to birth the Savior. And I think
He was afraid of the seed of woman. Yeah. He didn't know who he was.
And I think that's what all through you see all that, like, when I thought about how the Israelites were slaves for like 400 years, that makes sense. That I still don't want, I wish that didn't have to happen, but you know, when the enemy tried.
That was the best choice. Yeah. Egypt was actually blessed because they were there. Egypt was the most powerful nation.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to attack them. And they could grow. They went in 70, they came out, what, 5 million, 3
yeah,
million?
3 people? Million.
3 yeah, million?
They estimated 3 million.
Yeah.
Nobody actually knows the actual number, but
that's a lot of people.
But they actually did become slaves. The first 250 years, they were actually prospering like crazy, mm-hmm. until the Phoenicians come in, mm-hmm. and stuff, and they really took over Egypt. They're the ones who didn't know Joseph.
Yeah.
And they didn't like the Hebrew people whatsoever.
Yeah. The enemy was always trying to attack and kill everybody who loves God, especially the Israelites.
Yes.
And don't forget, every non-Christian nation, women are some of the most
oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable, too.
Because Satan hates women.
Exactly. Even now, you know, in France, there are almost 300 women every year killed.
Yes, ma'am.
By spouses, and they're marching, and they're marching,
ma'am.
In nations where there's Islam because of women there. So again, Satan didn't know where he knew that Christ would come through a woman, so he's been trying to destroy women.
He thought the seed of woman was he didn't know who he was. Thought it was Moses. Pharaoh had all those children killed when Moses was born.
And Moses even said that when Messiah does come, he'll be like me. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. But I saw a woman, when I first realized what you were talking about, I saw in National Geographic, I was like 20 years old, 22 years old, in National Geographic, this girl laying in a hospital bed, she had stovepipe burns on her face, mm-hmm. right there. I mean, it was just horrible looking. I still see her. And her husband, this was in India, they were Muslim, and she was 5 minutes late for dinner, having dinner on the table.
Hey, this brutal. Satan is brutal.
No painkillers. He wouldn't allow them to treat her.
They're still marrying girls off.
5 years old.
That's bad.
To adult males. They're still bearing women up to their necks.
Yes, ma'am.
And stoning them to death.
Yes, ma'am.
So any non-Christian country,
yes, ma'am.
Women are still under attack.
Unbelievable, too. Mm-hmm.
And if you follow the bait, you end up hurting.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be bad. Mm-hmm. Don't go to hell because you're out of God's jurisdiction.
God. So, I pray for their repentance.
He said he will put enmity between thee and the woman, thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children. Thy desire shall be thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, thou shalt return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. These judgments exist because of what had happened.
Yeah.
when it said, I was on a radio broadcast, I mentioned that the woman's desire would be to her husband. That's the curse, but Jesus delivered us from that curse.
Amen.
If you believe on Jesus Christ, and if you look to him, you're complete in him. You don't need a husband. You don't need a wife. If both married people in the same marriage, if they look to Jesus, they're complete, and they can serve each other.
Wow.
They're more like Adam when, in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Because something happened. Because of this judgment, she looks to the man. Some women feel like they're not complete unless they're married. But you're complete in him. And if you are married, you can serve your husband. You'll be back to where God put Adam
and Eve. That's a teaching within itself right there.
Now, I'm going to get to the part I was wanting to get to. I'm skipping some stuff. Noah helped us with the thorns and thistles because now they grow at a slower rate because the rain gave us a break. You know, we have to wait on rain. We got seasons. Nevertheless, things were put right, except we're going to die. Now that stayed in place. But the judgments dealt with us physically, mentally, and spiritually. So as we follow his word, we can do what he does. Now, I'll touch on this and finish it next week if the Lord don't return. Jonathan Combs talking about the menorah in Zechariah. You know, the lampstand is the menorah. It sits by, it collects oil from the two olive trees. They pour into the top and it spreads out to the three on the side. The menorah was receiving from God. When we worship God, we're receiving his love and we can relay it in life. We didn't work for it.
We're a three-branched menorah, right there on one side, right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just now saw that.
Yeah.
If you think about it, the law demanded, grace provides, gives provision.
Yeah.
So we're under grace, it's provision.
We receive.
Yes, we receive.
And we live what we receive. And we give light to the world. In Revelation, I never understood why. Did Jesus say that the first church he addressed, I think it was Ephesus, that if they didn't do right, he would move their candlestick out of his place? The two olive trees don't move. They're still supplying oil. You move that menorah.
He can't receive.
He can't receive the oil and represent God anymore.
Man. Wow. Boy, that's powerful.
And when Ray was teaching, I saw that. When you follow God, you're lining up to receive from him. You're doing what he say do. You're effective. You're exponentially effective in him. You multiply. The things you learn, God can give you wisdom in it. You ever see people have a problem and you really want to help them, but you don't know you're helpless. You don't know what to do. You have compassion, but you don't know what to say. You don't know how to help. But you if you're receiving from the Lord will download what you got to say.
Amen.
There were times that I would ask God my concerns. I would say, Lord, show me this. And he would, just like you said, download
data,
it. To, he would deal with your spirit. I couldn't voice it. But I understood what to do. And eventually I was able to voice it.
Awesome.
I want to say that women are struggling with who they are because of abuse or whatever in their background. The best teaching on this planet is called Beauty for Ashes by Joyce Meyer. If you know anybody that has abuse in their background, get that CD series to them.
Abuse?
It's called Beauty
for Ashes.
For Ashes is the best. Is her highest-selling CD series ever from her entire ministry.
Yeah, because there's been a lot of that.
I just want to come and let everybody know, too. If you want to see some Joyce Myers, I've been watching her teaching on TBN, the app, and there are like 28 videos on there. They're really awesome. So, if you want to see like some videos by Joyce, teachings, her TV show, like, it's free, all on TV and app. So,
These are the seven, we got closed. These are the seven spirits of the Lord. He said, verse 10, this is Isaiah 11 and 10. In that day, there should be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for the ensign of the people. And to it shall the Gentiles seek, which is us. And his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set in his hand again the second time to recover the remnant. But I'm way behind. Verse 1. It says, and there shall come forth out of the branch of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Now I'm on the right track. Now watch it. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Amen. Spirit of wisdom, amen, and understanding, amen. Spirit of counsel, amen, and might, Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Amen. These, in that order, these are the spirit, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Whenever a spirit manifests, that's the kind of spirit he is. If you need wisdom, God will give you wisdom. The Holy Spirit, same Holy Spirit, is a spirit of wisdom. If you need knowledge, same Holy Spirit is a spirit of knowledge.
Amen.
If you feel weak and you receive from the Lord, he's a spirit of might. If you're in danger, if you feel like you're about to be tempted, he gives you the fear of the Lord. See, with the fear of the Lord, that's the beginning of knowledge. If you can fear him, you'll step on Satan's head. If you fear God, you're gonna do his word. And the spirit of counsel. You got this puzzling problem, you don't know the answer to, you have no skills in that area of life. And the Lord will come to you and he'll minister to you. I don't want that missing in the life of nobody. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be well known. You don't have to be on the radio, TV, or nothing else. God will talk to you. Amen. He loves you. Amen. You're valuable to him. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now this, when Paul said that, he was dealing with two extremes. He said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Amen. And everything in the middle. There's no, that you don't have a problem God can't solve. In fact, the things that Jesus told the church in Revelation can solve every problem in your life. The things that he said at the Sermon on the Mount can solve every problem of your life. And then he gave us plenty of examples to deal with, to solve every problem in our life. And when you study, you don't have to memorize everything. Your spirit is collecting it.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit, you may forget it in your mind, but the Holy Spirit can bring it back when you need it.
When you need it.
And we'll close that. We'll pick up with the menorah next week.
One scripture, Passion Translation from Romans 6, and thanks be to God, for in the past you were servants of sin, but now your obedience is heart deep, and your life is being molded by truth through the teaching you are devoted to. And now you can celebrate your freedom from your former master's sin. You've left his bondage, and now God's perfect righteousness holds power over you as his loving servants.
Yeah. Wow. And everything awesome. God teaches you. I've heard people say the Holy Spirit will make you do this and make you do that. You want to do what's right. He'll give you the information and you'll do it. Because you want to.
I like that.
Everything with God is, his army is totally volunteer. Everybody that go to heaven, they wanted to be there.
Amen.
Holy Spirit leads, Satan drives.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit leads.
The people that wouldn't make up their mind in Isaiah 8, they'll be driven to God.
Free society, yes. Dictatorship, which one?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you. Bless Pastor as he goes forth. Help us to go forward in you, only forward,
Lord, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, doing all that's in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Awesome.
That was great, man. I'll tell you this too, if you understand them curses right there that he imposed on them, you'll know why God sent flood. You'll know why God ordered the killing of babies and everything when they went into the promised land. You'll understand why.
Mm-hmm. He made that.
It opens it all up.
He never let nothing break the covenant he made with Abraham.
Nothing.
And the one, the things he said against Satan, he kept it.
Complete. Complete. Even scientific. You know, like a snake. A snake's got those sacs. Every breed of them. Every breed of them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what kind they are.
I hate them.
I hate snakes.
You know, that's a good instruction. You know, about
the menorah.
Think about a man like that.
Yeah.
A woman on the other side. And Christ in the middle.
Man, come on, bud. Well, that is awesome.
That's a perfect picture of a man.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man
and the woman came out of God.
And it says in Hebrew, when he breathed into them, into Adam, because it doesn't say he breathed into Eve. That's plural in Hebrew. So he breathed multiple times into Adam or Eve.
Yeah.
Because he was going to separate. He became two, male and female.
Yeah.
Because he separated them.
Yeah.
Because I was watching God this morning explaining it in Hebrew, reading it out of Hebrew.
Brother Horton did that.
Yeah, and that's what he did. Man, he separated. He breathed twice into him, one for Eve and one for Adam.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's the reason why it never says he breathed into Eve.
She came out of man.
Came out of man. He already had it set up for her.
Before Adam took her out, before the division, God made them just
together.
Like him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he divided them. That's why Brother Horton said that the Holy Spirit is always in the feminine form.
Right.
And it, you know,
the actual Hebrew name is
reflects us.
Yeah.
The Hebrew name is what's the Hebrew name for the Holy Spirit?
But they were naked.
So
glory was gone.
The glory was gone. Like, you know, the light
it's
bulb.
A common name.
You know, I was talking about the light bulb.
Today.
You can't see the bulb, but once the glory is
starts
gone.
Starts with an S.
I heard Pastor Webb teach that.
I think of it. I'll tell you what it is. You look at it. It's back.
Within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now we inside out.
No, it's a female, not the Holy Spirit. It's female. It's feminine.
So Pastor Webb's teaching my sermon.
It made sense. I'm like, well, I get that. That's the reason why it says in Proverbs, you know, talking about wisdom, it's a she.
Like a light bulb.
Once they sin,
let wisdom have her.
Yep. They were like, oh, man, I'm naked.
It's the only time it's ever mentioned like that, too. The whole word.
That's right.
Until you get into the Hebrew, the Holy Ghost, then it's called something. I can't remember what the name is. What that name is. But I'll tell you when I remember.
Did Mary leave any instructions or is she coming back?
This is an amazing thing.
Where'd you get this?
Who the heck knows?